And here on KBRB's, we continue our preseason and sports interviews with coaches from around our area. We are today with the Stuart Broncos cross country coach, Stacy Ludwig, in her second year as the coach there. And Coach Ludwig, as we get ready to head into the season, let's talk a little bit about your team.
Okay, well, this will be the first year that we've had a boys team since I've been here, or since I can remember. We have five boys out. We have Skylar Mustin, who is a junior. He's been out for cross country all his years of high school. And we have four freshmen, so we're very young. We have H.T. Jobovoni, Jamison Estel, Scott Fahrenholtz, and Luke Ludwig. So those guys are looking forward to getting their first meet in. And on the girls' side, we have Katie Kaup, and she's a four-year runner for us, and we're kind of hoping that Katie will have a good end to her career and have a solid season.
She's really upbeat. She's ready to go and ready for that senior year.
Yeah, we're hoping to get off to a good start tomorrow. We go to Burwell tomorrow, Thursday, what is it, the 26th. She missed the first two meets last year, so I think she feels like maybe her junior season got a little bit shorted, and she's ready to hit the course. So I'm excited to see what she and the boys can do. I think they're all kind of eager to get out there and see what they can do.
And, you know, being one of the smaller schools in the state of Nebraska, as you mentioned, you actually are able to field a team and have a team score and something for those youngsters to shoot for at each meet.
Yeah, that is. I'm pretty excited about that. They had some success last year in junior high, and we know the course is longer, and it's a big step for the from, you know, a mile to a 5K. But, you know, we're looking down the road and thinking if they stick with it and work together, maybe they can do some really good things. So we have some high hopes for them.
Let's talk a little bit about other meets that are going to be coming up, some familiar courses that you have seen as a coach, but these youngsters may get on that course for the first time.
Well, we actually go to some different meets than we have in the past. Last year with COVID, we thought we were going to get some other meets on the schedule so that, you know, if one got canceled or we had kids miss, we would have one in the works. And we're kind of switching over a little bit. Like I said, we'll start at Burwell, and we did not get to go to Burwell last year because of COVID, so that'll be new for everybody. But then we head to Gregory, South Dakota, which is a really nice meet. They do a great job with that meet up there. The junior high kids did run up there last year, but Katie and Skylar, our older runners, didn't get to go because of COVID, so that'll be new. We do Boyd County, which has been on the schedule for a long time. That's a nice course, and they're familiar with that, I think. We also do Neely-Oakdale. We go to Platte, South Dakota, for a Saturday morning meet, which is a really nice meet, and see some good competition there. We also go to West Holt, but that's kind of our schedule. We're going up north a little bit more than we have in the past, and the kids seem to like that. And for the younger kids, they have a 4,000-meter race right off, so that's nice so they can make that step, not to necessarily go right to the 5K right away. So we're hoping we can ease them in and help them have a successful year.
Yeah, and that's at Burwell, and that's kind of a nice place for you to go. You'll see some of the teams from Niobrara Valley Conference there also that'll be running there. And it'll be, another tough conference this year for you.
Oh, yeah. I think that even though we had a lot of graduations last year on both sides, I think the conference will be tough. There's some good runners coming up. I know West Holt has a couple kids that didn't go out maybe last year that are out this year, and they're going to be good runners. And I know, you know, North Central traditionally is very strong in both boys and girls. And I'm not trying to forget anybody or leave anybody out, but, you know, the conference usually is very strong, and so they get to run against good runners every week, it seems like.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, and we'll see you out on the course.
Well, thank you very much.
And that is Coach Stacy Ludwig for the Stuart Broncos cross-country team.